Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We've been spending some time over the past few days studying a very fascinating but also very sad article from spring 2012 issue of the New Atlantis, entitled The Population Control Holocaust. Written by Robert Zubrin, a contributing editor to the journal, it looks at the history of population control programs and the use of forced abortion and sterilization in such programs. We ended yesterday's discussion with the formalization of U.S. policies in the 1970s that adopted the flawed logic of Thomas Malthus, upon whose 18th century theories population control advocates built their agenda throughout the 20th century. As Zubrin observed, the population control movement was now doctrinally enshrined as representing the core strategic interest of the world's leading superpower. It was now positioned to wreak havoc on a global scale. Zubrin continued by writing, "Of the billions of taxpayer dollars that the U.S. government has expended on population control abroad, a portion has been directly spent by USAID on its own field activities, but the majority has been laundered through a variety of international agencies. As a result of this indirect funding scheme, all attempts to compel the population control empire to conform its activities to accepted medical, ethical, safety, or human rights norms have proven futile. Rather, in direct defiance of laws enacted by Congress to try to correct the situation, what has been and continues to be perpetrated at public expense is an atrocity on a scale so vast and varied as to almost defy description. Nevertheless, it is worth attempting to convey to readers some sense of the evil that is being done with their money. The population control agenda has now been implemented in well over 100 countries." Zubrin continued with an anecdote about India. The 1965 war with Pakistan sent India's economy into disarray, causing harvest failure. When Prime Minister Indira Gandhi assumed office in January 1966, India was short 20 million tons of grain and lacked money to buy replacement stock on the world market. She was left with no choice but to go to the United States, hat in hand, to beg for food aid. Using his typically colorful language, President Lyndon Baines Johnson declared he wouldn't provide foreign aid to nations, quote, where they refuse to deal with their own population problems. Zubrin continued the story with Indira Gandhi's trip to Washington. Indira Gandhi arrived in Washington in late March and met first with Secretary of State Dean Rusk, who handed her a memo requiring a massive effort to control population growth as a condition for food aid. Then she met privately with the president. There is no record of their conversation, but it is evident that she capitulated completely. 2 days later, President Johnson sent a message to Congress requesting food aid for India, noting with approval, "The Indian government believes that there can be no effective solution of the Indian food problem that does not include population control." During 1976, 8 million Indians were sterilized. Far from being dismayed by the massive violation of human rights committed by the campaign, its foreign sponsors expressed full support. Prime Minister Gandhi got her loans. Faced with continued famine, a child limit was put in place. And as Zubrin notes, "Since in rural India, sons are considered essential to continue the family line and provide support for parents in their old age, this limit caused many families to seek means of disposing of infant daughters, frequently through drowning, asphyxiation, abandonment in sewers or garbage dumps, or incineration on funeral pyres. More recently, daughters have been killed using sex selection abortion, and Zubrin observes that the policy has resulted in 37 million more men than women in India. We'll continue tomorrow with Zubrin's examination of China's population control policies. Again, all built on the flawed theories of Thomas Malthus."
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.